This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Wind gusts of up to 100 miles per hour blew across the Front Range yesterday, stirring up dust and tumbleweeds. Musician Eric Riley got caught in the windstorm while he and bandmates drove across Colorado.
We're experiencing pockets of just like intense wind, intense dust, lots of tumbleweed. I've never seen so many tumbleweeds in my life. Yeah, it's just bananas.
They also saw 9 tipped over semi-trucks along I-25. Wednesday's storm has created the chance for avalanches across much of the state. Ethan Green directs the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
When we have a storm that's this intense, we'll see the avalanche danger climb really quickly. We're not going to see it drop down too far, so we're likely to still see elevated avalanche conditions over the next few days.
The danger has risen from the southern San Juan Mountains to Steamboat Springs and also in the Sangre de Cristo Range. Denver Public Schools Board of Education will vote today to give the district superintendent a contract extension. Alex Marrero is currently on a 2-year deal. Today's proposal would extend that contract to 4 years with an automatic 1-year renewal. Board members praised Marrero for strong leadership during the pandemic. Marrero started the job in July, and his tenure will extend until 2026 if the motion passes. The man accused of shooting and injuring a law enforcement officer inside Rocky Mountain National Park earlier this month has been charged with federal crimes. Police were following the man inside the park and exchanged gunfire. The officer and the suspect were injured in the incident. Both survived. Highs along the Front Range around 50 today. Some slight winds, but much calmer than yesterday. Colder in the mountains. Small chance of snow this evening around Vail. In Grand Junction, a high around 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.